We are Memches Mem Hayamid Aleph. Sorry. Mem Hayamid Aleph, the Mishnah, all the way at the bottom of the Yamid. Ain Leichen, these are all Tikkun Olams. This whole Perek has been working on Tikkun Olams. Ain Leichen, Svarim, Tulin, and Mezuzos, Mulevik, and Chavim. Yosak, by the way, the whole fourth Perek, the whole fifth Perek, is Tikkun Olams. Things that Chazal put into place to keep society moving. Here's the next one. Do not buy Sefer Torah, Tulin, and Mezuzos from the Goyim. Yosak, they demand more than their value, they take an Olam. Now, again, Rashi says, the same two pshatim we had in Tikkun Olam and redemption of slaves is the same true by Sefer Torah, Tulin, and Mezuzos. Eimishim duchka de tzibura. We don't impoverish the tzibur of having to buy every time a guy steals a Sefer Torah, Tulin, and Mezuzos. We don't want to impoverish the tzibur. Eimishim duchka de gaiba v'leis etzvei. We don't want him to know that this is a profitable thing. You steal a Sefer Torah, you make a lot of money. So we don't want to pay Miesim K'day Demeyim. What is K'day Demeyim? So it's pashtus what you would pay for a Sefer Torah. That's what K'day Demeyim would be, but you don't pay more than that. We'll see later on that it might even be less under certain circumstances, as we will see. Zakta Gemar Vaitra. Amalei Rav Budjil Ravashi. Yes, K'day Demeyim, who they likin, Habak K'day Demeyim likin. Right now, I want to explain something so we can have an understanding. Today, society is different. We wouldn't accuse Goyim. We don't assume ever that a guy writes a Sefer Torah. You know, Goyim keep themselves busy doing all kinds of averus. They're not going to write Sefer Torahs. That's not their thing. In the time of the Gemara, it seems that Goyim used to write Sefer Torah. Why they wrote Sefer Torah depends. Those who were Minim, early Christians, wrote Sifrei Torah for their religion, because they used to use Sifrei Torah. In the olden days, the early Christians kept all the mitzvahs, except they had an extra mitzvah, believing in Yashka. So when they wrote Hashem's name, they had in mind Yashka, not the Rabbeinu Shlalem. That was the Minim. Other Goyim wrote it to sell to Jews. It was a good, profitable industry to write Sifrei Torah. Today, I don't know of any guy that writes the Sefer Torah.
Reform that
you... We'll talk about all that. All that's coming up. So Amalei Rav Budja L'Ravashi. The Diyuk of our Mishnah is, yes, Akdei Demeim Hudein Loikson. You don't buy a Sefer Torah from a guy spending more than its value. Habakdei Demeim Loikson. But if they want the value of the Sefer Torah, you buy it. In fact, the Rush says, you would be Mechuyuk to buy it. Shmamina, Sefer Torah should him to be Arabic Chavim, Kairim Bay. What are you going to do with that Sefer Torah? You're going to do Kriyas HaTorah? That means you're taking a Sefer Torah from a guy, and you're going to do Kriyas HaTorah, which means you're assuming that a Yid wrote it, or that it wasn't written L'Shem Avodah Zarah. See, there's many problems in a guy writing a Sefer Torah. The Gemara is going to have three problems with a guy writing a Sefer Torah. Number one, and this is the first problem, is that when he writes Hashem's name, we have no idea who he means. And a Sefer Torah that's written L'Shem Avodah Zarah is puzzled. That's problem number one. So when you buy a Sefer Torah from a guy, why are you redeeming it? That means you're going to read from it. You're going to read from it. That means you're assuming that he didn't write it for Avodah Zarah. Is that what you're telling me? And for the Gemara Duma Lignois. No. Maybe you're buying it from a guy, and you're going to put it in Seamus. It's a bazillion for a Sefer Torah to be left by a guy. Now, you don't know if it's a kosher Sefer Torah or not, and we're going to get involved what's kosher, what's not. There's going to be multiple problems with a guy writing a Sefer Torah. But the one we're dealing with directly now is that he might be writing it for Avodah Zarah. So you can't use this Sefer Torah, but you can't leave it by the guy, because maybe it is a good Sefer Torah. So buy it and put it in Seamus. Zakta Sam Sefer, so what would be G'day de Mayhem to buy it and put it in Seamus? In Bishlam, if you're going to read from the Sefer Torah, so the Sefer Torah has value. But if you're not going to be able to do Kriyas HaTorah, what is G'day de Mayhem? What is the value of a Sefer Torah that you can't do Kriyas HaTorah in? Zakta Sam Sefer, that's less. That's less. Can't even learn from it. It might have been written L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So he said, Kedei de Mayim, the Chachamim Sefer, would be parchment. Whatever the parchment's worth. Now, you're not going to use the parchment, but it has value. So you tell the guy, I'm willing to pay for that parchment. You can't say, I'm willing to pay for the Sefer Torah. You can't use the Sefer Torah. That's what some Sefer wants to tie down. That if you're buying a Sefer Torah to put it away in Sheamus, the Kedei de Mayim drops drastically. A Sefer Torah you can read from is $50,000 today, at least. $45,000. A Sefer Torah you can't read from, the parchment, is $300. I don't know, $400 for the parchment. So that's what some Sefer wants to tie down. That if it's lignized, the Kedei de Mayim changes. Because you can tell the guy, I can't use this Sefer Torah. But I'm willing to pay for whatever it's worth. Rashi, Kairim Baiv, Lechashina Shema Hu Kasra L'Shem Avedis Kechavim. We're not afraid that he wrote it for Avedis Zara. Upluktihi L'Kamei, and that's a Machloikas. So L'Chayra, from our Mishnah, you have a Raya that we're not afraid. Enfer the Gemara, Do Mahach the Daikim Asnisin Habach Dei Demeim Loikim. Maybe, when you're Medayik from the Mishnah, that you spend the right amount of money, L'Ganis Kamar. Now, if we knew he wrote it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, we wouldn't buy it. But maybe it is a kosher Sefer Torah. The guns in Eis of Mitzvah, and we put it into Sheamus. Now, the big the Maril has a tshuva. Can you give a mezuzah to a guy? Somebody asked the Maril is a Rishon or from the earliest Achreinim, way back. Somebody asked the Maril, the ruler of his town, wants a mezuzah. He heard that mezuzah protects houses, wants a mezuzah. Are you allowed to give a mezuzah for a guy? The Maril asks it. He says it's usher to give a mezuzah to a guy, and so paskins Ramah, for many reasons. Number one is, you don't know what will happen when the guy dies. Who knows what his kids will do with it? Number two is, the guy might see it doesn't protect him and treat the mezuzah in the most embarrassing way. Number three is, he might not be careful with the kedusha of the mezuzah to begin with. So my real answer is giving a mezuzah to a guy. However, the Ramam passes Eva, if the guy will be very angry at a Jew and will cause machloikas, then you're allowed to give a mezuzah to a guy. We don't want people to give mezuzahs to a guy. We don't believe in people giving mezuzahs to a guy. But if it's going to make the guy hate Jews, then you're allowed to give a mezuzah to a guy. That's what the Ramah paskens halacha l'maaseh. So the Ramah has a tshuva about people that wear mezuzahs around their neck. Some people think that you can wear a mezuzah around the neck and does shmira. It doesn't. Because around the neck, it doesn't do shmira. It's supposed to be in the doors of the house. But some people wear, I haven't seen it recently, but I remember as a kid, I used to remember people wear mezuzahs around their neck.
Those weren't kosher mezuzahs. Not kosher. Those are piece of paper.
They didn't look it up, but I remember the tshuva. Yes, you're saying something, Baruch Leishim?
Yeah, it's a piece of paper. It's not. That's not a real mezuzah.
Is there or isn't? I don't know. There's no problem.
Are you allowed to give a guy a puzzle mezuzah?
Be like giving a guy any piece of Torah.
Oh, it's puzzle. A puzzle one.
In my real, he wanted a kosher mezuzah.
But you had one that's laying around. It's puzzle for whatever. It's missing a few letters or it got ruined. Can you give that to a guy? He
How
doesn't
do
know the
know
difference.
It's kosher.
We don't give any tyrant to a guy. We don't give a guy a chumash.
Uh-huh.
Just give him the case. Just give him the case. He won't know.
Yeah.
No, it's sad, but I was a kid. You know, Baruch Hashem, this doesn't happen anymore. I grew up in the era of migration, but not from Mexico to the United States, but from neighborhood to neighborhood. We used to jump neighborhoods. I grew up in one neighborhood, and then we moved to another neighborhood, and then we moved to a third neighborhood in my lifetime. And when you went back to the old neighborhoods that were before my time, you saw cases of mezuzahs still in the door that no Jews were living on. Nobody bothered taking them off. Now, maybe there was nothing in the cases, I don't know, but it was sad to see. Just like he drove by old shuls that turned into churches, and there was still Magen Davids or Mevuchas on the top of the building. Sad. But that's, again, when I grew up, Baruch Hashem, that era of migration has ended, but we used to migrate. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rav Nachman, Naktinan. This is the way we assume in halacha. Okay, so let me introduce this. I was mistaken how to do this. I'm going to try this way, hope for the best. There are three possible problems in a Sefer Torah written by a guy. Number one, in the one Rashi mentioned, is he might mean something else when he writes Hashem's name. He might mean his Avodah Zarah. Number two is that it's not Lishma. And simply put, even though there's a mashal that says not that way, we'll see later on. Simply put, a guy can't make something Lishma. He can't make a Sefer Torah L'shem Sefer Torah. Doesn't have the power to give it to Lishma. Number three is there's a special halacha. We learn now from the pasuk Ukshartam Ukhsaftam. It says in the pasuk Ukshartam Lois Yedecha V'Hurlu the toughest Vedinecha. Ukhsaftam Al Mezuzois V'Secho V'Sherecha. Chazal make a drasha from the juxtaposition of the psukim that whoever doesn't have the mitzvah of wearing tefillin cannot write tefillin. And from there we derive to any writing of Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, can be written by anybody that's not chayiv in it. And therefore, a guy can't write a Sefer Torah because he's not chayiv in Sefer Torah. He can't write tefillin because he's not chayiv to wear tefillin. He can't write a Sefer Torah because he's not mechuyiv to have, to learn from a Sefer, to learn Torah. So that's a third problem. So there's three possible problems in the guy writing a Sefer Torah. In order for a Sefer Torah written by a guy to be kosher, you have to A, know that he doesn't write L'shem Avodah Zarah, B, know that he meant L'shma, and assume that, or that you don't need L'shma, that's another option, that you don't need L'shma on a Sefer Torah. We don't pass it that way, but that would be an option. And C, you don't agree to the drasha, I'm learning like Rashi, Tosfos disagrees, that you don't agree to the drasha, Ukshartam Ukhsaftam. So in order to entertain that a guy writing a Sefer Torah should be able to be used, you have to make three things have to be taken care of. You have to assume that he didn't write L'shem Avodah Zarah, and we'll find out in a minute how we can assume that. You have to assume that you don't need L'shma. And you also have to assume that we don't agree to that drasha that says that in order to write something, you have to be obligated in it. So as we proceed into Gemara, we're going to hit all these three problems. And we're going to see one man the Amr is worried, one man the Amr is not. We'll see how it plays out. Something Gemara. Amr of Nachman. Naktina. We assume. Sefer Torah shekasvei min yisarev. Min is somebody who really believes in the stuff. Rashi says, a priest. Or a yid who believes in Avodah Zarah. Now remember, in those days, Mina meant early Christians. Early Christians were from Jews. Weren't from, but they acted like from Jews. And they kept Torah, they kept the Tariag mitzvahs, but they added a mitzvah, and that is to believe in Yashka. And therefore, that's a min. Baltosu. That should be their least of their problems. And therefore, they were minim. And minim were not a lot of, were afraid that they meant something else with the name of Hashem. In fact, that's why they introduced the bracha v'lam al shinim. They put v'lam al shinim into Shemayin Esrei, because when the guy went up for the Amud, and he davened, you didn't know who he was davening to. Because he wore tefillin, and he wore tzitzis, and he kept Shabbos, and he ate matzah on Pesach, he did all the mitzvahs, and he was a min. He believed in Avodah Zarah. Yashka. So therefore, they had to add the bracha v'lam al shinim, where we curse those people, and he wouldn't say that bracha, because he'd be cursing himself. That was the way we tried to weed out minim. But if you have a Sefer Torah written by a min, burn it. He definitely means Yashka. He definitely means his Avodah Zarah if he has a different one. And therefore, it has zero Kedusha, none at all, no reason to put it in the Shemus, burn it.
What does the
Lamal Shemus
mean?
I'm not going. Please let's not get off the topic. It means the people that snitch. B'chol Aminim, the next word. B'chol Aminim, B'chol Arishah. That's going on the early Christians. Really, this is not the time and place to go into it. It's off the subject. I just mentioned the Derech Agam. Rashi. Min. Ha'adig bo'avaydis kecham kan kaimer. He's like a priest. Yisarev. Devadah l'shem avaydis kecham kasvay. He definitely meant avaydis zara. Kasvay avaydis. Nimtza bi'ar avaydis kecham. Sorry. Kasvay avaydis kecham. The guy wrote it who's not a min. He's not a deeply religious guy. Yiganez. Sakrashi. Kasvay avaydis kecham yiganez. Kidla kamon. We'll see why in a moment, why we put it away. Nimtza bi'ad min, one of the men is selling it, but you don't know if he wrote it. So therefore, you got it. You can't burn it, because it might have been a kosher sefer Torah that he has. But you can't use it, because the men might have wrote it. So what you do is, you put it in, you bury it. Nimtza bi'ad ayv kecham, one of the guy had a sefer Torah, and you don't know if he wrote it or he didn't wrote it. Now, even if he wrote it, he's not a men. So Amri lo Yiganes, but Amri lo Kairimbay. Some say put it in Shemus, and some say you can use it. Rashi, Nimtza bi'ad min Yiganes, Safik Kasvei, Safik Matzai, V'Kasheru. Might have written it, or he might have found it, or bought it, and it's Kasher. Nimtza bi'ad min Yiganes, Amri lo Yiganes, Misreika. Shemuhu Kasvei, maybe he wrote it, and you can't use it for one of three reasons. Rashi doesn't identify which one we're afraid of. Rami la Kairimbay, the Srex Vekahu. Shemi Yisrael Kasvai, maybe he had wrote it. And here comes Rashi and throws in the next suffix. The Im Timtzalai Merhu Kasvai. And even if the guy wrote it, Shema Limkar li Yisrael Kasvai. Maybe the guy's intention was, I should write a Kasher Sefer Torah so I can sell it to the Jews. But Lord the Shema Benitz Kachab. So here Rashi introduces that there's a possibility of a Mandi Amar that doesn't agree to any of the three problems. Number one, this guy is not a min. He's not attached to Avodah Zarah, so we're not afraid that he means Yashka. Number two, this Mandi Amar holds you don't need Lishma. And number three is, he's not worried about Uksharta Muksavta. He's saying, possibly you could use this. We're not sure. We don't know if he wrote it for Jews. We don't know if a Jew wrote it, or maybe he wrote it samazai, without intending to sell it to Jews, and therefore did not have the proper kavanah, did not have the proper intention, and we can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah. So this is the suffix. Well, I have a second. I'm in the middle of explaining. Therefore, this Mandi Amar says, if a guy has a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to buy it. Because if you know he wrote it, it's a suffix. Can't use it, me suffix. When we're not sure he meant to sell it to Yid and had a mind Lishma, which it seems to indicate that a guy can make it Lishma. Or maybe he bought it from a Yid. We don't know. So therefore, it's a Svek Sveka. There's two reasons to assume it's kosher. Might have been written by a Yid, and even if it's written by a guy, this Mandi Amar says, it might be kosher. Where the other Mandi Amar said, Yiganes. He says, a guy wrote it, you can't use it. We don't know if a guy wrote it, a Yid wrote it. So therefore, put it in Shemus. Yes. Somebody had a question?
Yes, I did. Could that Rashi, the Rashi defines mean, is that a censored Rashi?
Which one?
The one is the other Bavodah Kachavim Kaimer. Could that be a censored Rashi that doesn't spell out as the Christians?
I have no idea. I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have to look at the Gemara that it put in the censored Rashi's. I don't have it here.
So it comes out, if you hold by a Sveika, that would be okay. That means, L'chachila, I can use it then?
That's what it said.
I'm saying.
And you just said it.
What I was driving at is, if you have a Sveika on one side, and then you have a Sefer Torah here, another Sefer Torah that you know for sure is good, you'd still go to the Sfek Sveka one?
Again, Sfek Sveka is butter. That's what it is. What if you have something that's kosher api roiv, and something that's kosher vadai? You ignore roiv, and say vadai is better than roiv? Or do you say Rive is Mutter? Svek Svek is Rive, by the way. So the Rashba says. Svek Svek is Mutter because of Rive. Because the bigger chant, the majority of chances is that it's okay. 50-50, a guy wrote it or Yid wrote it. And even in the side of a guy wrote it, 25% says that it's kosher. So it's 75-25. So it's like Rive. So do you use something over Rive?
So again, that guy has the power to write the Shema. That's the going with that.
Somebody else is talking here. What? Not only somebody else. But Hakayin Agadol Meyachav. Yes.
Whatever my Rav would answer, the answer was either one is fine.
Yes.
So that's enough to start. Enough to start calling him the Tucson.
Yes, Baruch Meisha.
So that Manda Amar holds that a guy has the power to. Lishma, to do Lishma?
Doesn't need Lishma.
Rashi.
The Rashi seems to say he wrote it to write it for a yid, not L'shem Avedis Kechavim. Now, it could be because you don't need Lishma. Pashtas, you learned that you don't need Lishma. Saying that a guy can do Lishma is a very big chiddush.
Okay.
Very, very big chiddush.
I just want to clarify.
If you to say that you say Vatari doesn't need to be written Lishma, which is also a big chiddush, by the way, but that's the easier of the two chiddushim. So I think about it. Sefer Torah, Shekas Rav HaKachavim. We know a guy wrote a Sefer Torah. Tani Chadi Yisarif. One bride says, burn it. Tani Yidach Yigonis. One bride says, hide it. Means put it in Shemus. But Tani Yidach Kairimba. And the third bride says, you can read it. So we have three brides that contradict each other in the halacha of a Sefer Torah that we know a guy wrote it. Zuck the Brisa, now the Gemara explains the three Brises. Loikasha, Hodatanya Yisarev, Rabbi Yezri. Now this is not a min. This is a regular guy. And yet one Brisa says we burn it. Why are we burning it? Zuck the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yezri. The Yomer Stam Machshev Esayvet Gecham Avayit Gecham. This is a machloikas by a guy that does Shchita. Now a guy that does Shchita, you cannot eat his Shchita. The question is the animal Asr Bahana? Did he shecht it for Avodah Zarah? If he shechted it for Avodah Zarah, forget eating it. You can't have any pleasure from it. So Machlokes Tanoim, the Chachamim hold, that a guy doesn't shecht for Avodah Zarah regularly. Unless we have reason to believe that he did, we assume he didn't. And he can't eat it. He's a guy that shechts it. But at the same time, you can have pleasure from it. Rav Loza says, every guy that checks doesn't love Avodah Zarah. That's the underlying assumption on anything that a guy does. He's a guy, he serves Avodah Zarah, he's not aduk, he's not attached, but he ascribes to Avodah Zarah. Assume that he did Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, a guy writes a Sefer Torah, it's like a min. No difference a regular guy and a min. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Now, Chachamim argue, but that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. The other Tanya Yigonis, Hai Tanahu, the one who says put it away, holds like the following Tana. Now, the Gemara could have said, because it's not Lishma, but not everybody holds you need Lishma. So, therefore, the Gemara tells you a different problem. The Tanya Rabbi Muna Braid, the Rabbi Mipashuna, say, Vatayra Chilin, the Mezuzah Shekasvan, Masur, take out the word men, Masur. Masur is somebody who gives over Jewish money to Goyim. We consider him like a Ritzayach. We consider him a bad person because by giving over Jewish money to Goyim, you also endangered their lives. Because once you tell a guy about a Jew who has money, he might do more than just take his money. Eved Kechavim, Eved, Isha, Katan, Kusi, Yisrael Mummer. Now Yisrael Mummer is Chayiv in Tulin, but he doesn't wear it. He rejects the mitzvah. Psulim to write Tulin. Shenemar, Ukshartam Uksavtam, Kosh Yeshna Bakshira Yeshna Baksiva, Bakoshaina Kshira Aina Baksiva. And that tells me that these people can't write Tulin. So therefore, according to that Tana, a guy writes a Sefer Torah, it's not kosher, but it's not Avodah Zarah. So you're gonna put it to Sheamus. Rashi. Yes.
The same type of oneness as Goy is not the gender Kedushin. Is it like you're not, why can't a Goy do Kedushin? Because he's not the part.
I never wrote it for him.
Bathroom.
I know. He's not. There's no parts of Kedusha by a guy.
Okay, so is that the same London?
No. No. It's different.
What is the same? What's the difference? Why can't a guy be getting there in Kedusha?
The tyrant never wrote a parts of Kedusha by a guy. It doesn't work. Why can't a 9-year-old do Kedusha?
Can't he?
Yeah.
I have just been wrote.
Because he's not a Bardas, and the tyrant never wrote Kedushin for not a Bardas.
Okay, so Goy is the Parsha, what was he, okay. And Dachem, Shartem, and that?
Again, we're not asking whether a guy can wear Tohen. We're saying, a new Kiddush, that even though he can physically write a Sefer Torah, but since he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, his writing doesn't count.
Does everyone hold by this ukshartem or chsavtem?
And I can't talk to two people at the same time. What?
That's my focus, right?
Again, but this man the Amar holds that way.
What's the other side to say? It doesn't matter.
Again, let's not mix two things. Let's stick to this man the Amar for now.
But what is the most man the Amar saying?
The other one? We're not doing the other one now. We're doing this one now.
Here.
Correct. This one is the one that says a guy that can't write a kosher Sefer Torah. It's impossible. Because he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, he can't write a kosher Tulim. Because he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Tulim. And a woman can't write a Sefer Torah, and a woman can't write Tulim. Because he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Tulim. And a mummer is a bigger Kiddush. Because he is mechuyev in Tulim. But since he rejects the mitzvah, he's also considered not. That's rabbinic. The Rishonim speak out, that's a drabbanan. Because the right, he's chayev in Tulim. So there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Can a woman make tzitzis? She's not chayev in tzitzis. Is this halacha only in writing Sifrei Torah and mezuzahs and tefillin? Or is this halacha in every mitzvah? If you're not chayev in the mitzvah, you can't create the item of the mitzvah. If a woman is not chayev in tzitzis, she can't make tzitzis. If a woman is not chayev in lulav, by the way, she's not, she can't tie your lulav in the hadar.
It's not a good sign.
10 years old, can they make the ties?
Same Shiloh.
Get him on the phone right now. What's his name?
I know you're talking
about. William Judaica.
What?
The kids that are making the things, the holders. The holders.
No. They're not tying it together for you. They can make the holders all they want. We're not talking about the woman making the threads. We're talking about the woman putting the tzitzis on the beged. We're talking about the kid tying the adasim aravis and the lulav together.
Okay,
doing
the
that. The doing the agat. The Tzemachleikis Rishayim. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not good. They're just like by tefillin. If you're not chayiv in tefillin, you can't write tefillin. If you're not chayiv in tzitzis, you can't put the tzitzis on the beged. Now, in halacha, well, of course, Chayla Kalaf is going to be missing here because I need it. No Chayla Kalaf.
There's a few on the, at the end of the table. At the end of the table, there's a few. Right
there. Yeah, this is an olive. That's what Rabbar is giving Shira, an olive?
Yeah.
Oh. So in halacha, in Simon Yudalad, Hilchot Tzitzis, Tzitzis Sha'as and Eina Yehudi Pasul. So the Ramah, V'yesh Machmirim, L'hatruch Anoshim Shiyasu Oysam. That it has to be made by men, not by women. The toiv latas kein lechatchila. Zok the Ramah, not paskening that way, but it's better to do it lechatchila. Zok the Mishnah Berura. The chayin roi v'nachin. It's so that's appropriate, right? Shalei latas lechatchila atalas atitzes v'beget or gadol. I they cut and pockets mi'ud gimel shana. Right. That's what he says. That's lechatchila, but the eved it's mutter. This is the halacha. The chatchila, we want to do it by men, not by women. Because that's what he says, right? That's the machloikas.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
Not everyone holds by upsharatim uchsavtim, right? So can women write a Sefer Torah?
No. We paskin upsharatim uchsavtim. We might not everybody holds it, but we paskin it. You know, Rabbeinu Tam paskins it by lulav and by tzitzis as well.
Right.
We don't, by lulav and tzitzis, we paskin l'chatchila, not l'b'dieved. Nageya, you'd be surprised how many, it happened to me. A woman did I don't know how to make these ties good. So I had a woman, went to a store and they did it, a woman did it for me. I had the guy do it again. I asked him to please undo.
What?
And, no, it's lulav.
A lady did it?
She was in the bookstore, so she was helping out. Yes.
The reason women are not writing Sefer Torah is because they're not chayav in mitzvah of tefillin.
No, oh, so that's a shayla. They're not chayav mitzvah of limud hatayra either.
But they have to learn their own, whatever.
They're not chayav in limud hatayra.
So how do they learn the Torah that they're chayav to learn?
I didn't say they're not allowed to learn. I said they're not chayav to learn.
I thought they had a chiyuv to learn the mitzvah.
Not al tochas talmud Torah, al tochas Shabbos. They have to keep Shabbos and they have to know what they're doing, but they're not chayav in learning. They're chayav in keeping Shabbos.
Which is through limud Torah.
But not again.
They don't have the mitzvah of limud Torah.
Exactly.
For the sake of limud Torah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the answer. Zog to Gemara Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zog to Rashi. He pushed my blood.
But that's Leslie Kubo.
It's also a machlokes. Pash does not. But it's a chatchila. Rashi. Zog to Rashi. It was in Cincinnati. I don't know. It was in Columbus. There are blood. It's in the school of Peg Shady. The Pashuni Shemakim. Master is Maushin. Ever be shayna makshim the mitzvah sessions man grammy. The lion of a Shabbos loves man tulanu. Kusi, Rashi learns Ger Aroya saying they're goyim. Mumarum Master, I perkum aleim o. They threw off the yoke off of them. That's okay. So we took care of two tanoim. The one that says Yiganez, Yusarev, that's Rebbe Elazar. Every guy writes Sulim, he means Avodah Zarah. The one that says Yiganez holds not kosher. Because a guy can't write a Sefer Torah. But it's not Yisarev. It's you put it in Shemus. Like you put anything that has holy words written on it, but you can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah. The third Tana that said you could use it, V'hod the Tanya Kairimbay, Hi Tana Hu, Tanya Leichen Svarim Rebbe Kachom B'chom B'chom, V'vachi Yiksuvim Kol Chasam. You can buy Sefer Torah from a guy as long as he wrote it La'alocha. Means this man, according to the way Rashi seems to learn, the way Pneishu explains Rashi, that says there's a whole different shot in this Gemara, is that this man, the Amar, doesn't hold of Kshir and Ziva. He says, that doesn't bother us, as long as he did it the right way. He wrote it La'alocha. All the letters are done perfectly, Kashur is safe and Tyra.
Same Shemayim?
This man, the Amar, seems that he don't even need Lishma. Seemingly. Right. There was a story of a guy in Tzidon. He was writing Sefer Torah. And Shem Gamil said, no problem. Rashi? No Rashi. Correct the Gemara. We got a problem with Shem Gamil. Because Shem Gamil holds you need Lashma. So how could this guy write? It's not Lashma. Correct the Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ibn Lishma Boy. He needs you even to make the parchment Lishma. Siva Lishma Boy? You have to make the parchment l'shem tefillin. So you're going to tell, or l'shem sefer Torah. You're going to tell me that writing doesn't need l'shma? The Tanya. Tzipun zahav, if you covered your tefillin with gold, or you put on the parshias, instead of using kosher skin, skin that comes from a kosher species, you used donkey skin, psulos. We learn it out from the pasuk, matia teres Hashem beficha, min amutra beficha. It has to have from a species that you're allowed to eat. It can be nevela, but it doesn't. It can be killed, but it can't be from a species that you can't eat. Or behem betahira sheres. The ava bishlo yibdim lishma. Shem gamli leimer. Afilu ar behem betameya psula tahira psulos. Atzi avdan lishma. So you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel needs lishma for the way you make the parchment. So writing doesn't need lishma. So how could he use a guy's sefer Torah? I'm a rabbi by Shmuel. Begir shechazel l'surai. He was a ger who went back to being a guy. That was the guy that Rav Shimon Gamliel allowed you to buy the sefer Torah from, because he did it lishma. Fret the Gemara. Koshkin d'havelei l'surai. Koshkin d'havelei min. If he goes back, that means he started believing in Avodah Zarah. He's worse than a regular guy. Amar Rav Ashi, shechayzer l'sura mishum yira. He returned to being a guy because he was afraid of the Gaim. They were persecuting converts. So he started acting like a guy. But deep down, he was still a yid. So therefore, he did l'shma, and he's a yid. He's not practicing Judaism. He's not practicing Judaism, not from his own free choice. It's because he's a Morano. He's afraid. He's not serving Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe in this stuff. But he's afraid. He doesn't want to end up being killed on the burnt and the wherever they burnt people, Rachman Olitzvah. That's the case of Shimon Gamliel, and that's why he was mad to that guy. But the Zokta Pnei Yeshua, this is my colleague who's had to learn this Gemara, that the Tanakhama holds, you don't need Lishma. And Shimon Gamliel holds you do need Lishma, but this one guy, who wasn't really a guy, was kosher. But Enoch Inami, the Tanakhama holds that you don't need Lishma. The Mashal learns that the Tanakhama holds a guy could do Lishma. It's a machloek how to learn this. Because the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Gamliel needs Lishma. Mashma, the Tanakhama doesn't need Lishma. That's how Teshua learns. Mashal wants to say that the Tanakhama holds a guy could do Lishma. It's a Kiddush, but I'm not going to get involved. Yes.
Omri al Gavav help at all?
It's a big Shiloh.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What?
Again, Rabbi Cohn is asking, I want everybody to hear it, he's asking a big Shiloh. If a yid standing on top of the guy, telling him to do it correctly is good enough. By Gittin we had that it's not good enough, because the guy does it l'day to the Navshay. By Chereshay to the Gittin, by a guy writing a get. So it's not so simple. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tzibur l'shman l'doi, Tzibur l'tulun zav, Shetala l'shan taloi, to l'shan of a patch, Klima asa chibui kishulahem, Ba'or behemet tamaya. He covered the tulun using the skin of a behemet tamaya. Psulas l'chsib b'picha, but amut b'picha. B'ger shechazu l'suroi, ra. He went back to his bad beginning. Ba'u de tzidin ger hava, v'chazu l'suroi, v'yedei de b'ay l'shman. He knew the halach of l'shman. Dr. Rashi Machmas Yira, the Yara Lenavshish Nagul Kustim. He didn't want to be killed by the Goyim. And since he didn't want to be killed by the Goyim, we don't consider him a bad person. He's a good person, Nabuch. He unfortunately can't practice Judaism. But he's not like a mummer. He didn't throw it away. He didn't walk away from it. He just, he's under duress.
He's not bad at all.
Well, it's not so pasha because he might be mechuyav to be ma'aseh nefesh rather than do what he just did. Not so simple. But, again.
Whether there's the three cardinal sins?
Well, he went back to being a guy, right?
Outwardly.
Again, I don't know. Don't think about it. Tana Rabbanan.
That's a question.
Yeah, sure, you can answer.
You might say it's not the subject. It's not the subject. A min is really a yid.
There can be men of Gacham, there can be men of Yisrael, it can be either way.
What does that mean?
There's some guy that are more religious than others. The average guy practicing religion is minig of the same midayim, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. That's what dad did and granddad did, They went to church every Sunday. I go to church every Sunday also.
Was from yet?
No, again. If you learn minim are Christians, you can learn minim in any avodah zarah.
Yes, if you learn that they're Christians, are their children Jewish?
No, because it depends who they married.
That's what it depends on.
Well, it depends who their wife is.
If they married their own type of minim.
But they didn't.
No, it's, you can't really convert. You have to.
No, if once a Jew, always a Jew. Once a Jew, always a Jew. Tana Rabbanan. But men can be to any Avodah Zarah.
So when the Gemara talks about over here.
Can be anything. I said it meant Christians. It doesn't have to be Christians. A guy that really believes the stuff. An average guy goes through the motions, but he's not so religious. A men is a religious guy. He's attached to his Avodah Zarah. Takes it seriously. He's born again. I don't even know what that means, but whatever it is, some Christians are born again. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Only time we're born again is with a Gilgal. But I don't know what they mean by born again. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'alim b'dameyan ad k'day trepik. You're allowed to spend, even though the Mishnah said not to spend more than the value of Sefer Torah, but a little bit more you should spend. A little bit more. Not enough that they notice that you're willing to really spend money for this. But the bottom line is, don't try to drive a hard bargain. You know the famous joke they say, I don't know if it ever happened, about the guy that stole a pair of tools and came into a Jew and says, I want to sell you the tools. The guy said, let me see what you have. So he takes the tools, he puts on shoyad and the shorosh, and he says, where's the other one? The other hand I don't have one for. You don't have a whole set. Can't pay much for this. It's not a whole set. So they say. It either happened or it didn't happen. What? I did? It worked. But, you know, you want to buy it. You don't want to show over-eagerness, but you do want to take it out of his hand. So you can bend a little bit more. Trepik is a, what is it, trepik? What does he translate a trepik? My trepik, Amr of Sheshis Astira. Astira is a sela medina. It's a half a dinner. That much more you can spend for your toan. For toan. Bachi, Tanar Abana Malib the man, Ababish Shinino ain't like to be asked to be the man. Time is like the Levi at Pichol Lishlo Swarm. We don't want them to steal Swarm. Abadabra Muat, Lalas main trepik, when Mukhamos the Kulahai. The guy won't chop. Istira, sela medina, Shminish of a sela, Turi Lanachati dinner. Welcome to Fires Book Subbath, Perak Avaka, yes.
That when you see a boy selling a Sefer Torah, let's say, he may have done it with Shem Shemayim, it may be a question.
We basking in Yidlish Ma, we basking in Shartam, Xavtam, means nothing.
But over here in the Gemara, it was a mitzvah to buy that Sefer
Torah. Anyway, it's a mitzvah to buy a Sefer Torah off of him. You don't know if he wrote it or Yid wrote it.
Right. Okay.
But you can't use it. Now, the Paiskim say it if it's Manazeh, halacha is different. Goyim don't know how to write Hebrew. What are the chances that a guy wrote a Sefer Torah?
That's trouble, no.
To write Ashuris? I don't think it's possible. I don't know. I never saw a guy that can write Tzav Ashuris. So therefore, today you buy a Sefer Torah, you know he wrote it.
You can use it.
Not so simple. But Pashtas, yeah. Today, Bismana said, yeah. But once upon a time, I know my receiver told me that in Europe, he remembers that girls used to write mezuzos and tefillin on Shabbos afternoon and ship it to America for sale. That's why when he opened up Ner Yisrael, he needed a Sefer Torah. And he didn't trust to buy a Sefer Torah because he knew what was happening in Europe, who was writing these things. So at that point, the Chartkever Rebbe was nifter, and they were selling his Sefer Torah for double the price of a regular Sefer Torah.
Nice.
So he bought it for the yeshiva because he knew that it was a kosher Sefer Torah. It was Ksav Ari. He bought it, and the yeshiva used it for 30 years. They used the lane from the Chartkever Rebbe Sefer Torah. And he bought it because he knew it was a kosher Sefer Torah. He said he knew what was going on in Europe. He knew that a lot of the material that was selling in America came from people that just were writing for a living with a way to get money. Today it's not true. If you're a cipher, you're not making money. You're not rich. So nobody's writing to retire to make money. There are ciphermen at the show, but it's not a way to make money. You work for Amazon, you make more money.
Rabbi, is that the Sfora of the top Tysus?
I'm sorry?
Is that the Sfora of Tysus on top?
They're just going to can't write. I know the price coming down. There was
foreign volume.
Yeah, and the Tysus says it, yes.
The difference is that the
Gnezov
will eventually possibly be used in the future.
No!
It will
never
just
be covered
for Sefer Torah.
Sheamus.
Yeah. Sheamus. And
the Sefer? Sefer means it's possible. It's not a Sefer Torah at all. You don't burn a Sefer Torah. You don't burn Sheamus.
It's bizarre for Sefer.
It's saying it's nothing.
Okay. Now, was that Shul, which Rebbe was passed on? What was the Rav that passed on?
I know what you're talking about.
You said this.
The chart of Rebbe.
Okay. That was wrong with them, wasn't it? They knew they were getting big money from it.
No, but they see, that's different. No. I disagree with that. That's because it was anything used by a Rebbe. Somebody would sell Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer Torah. You think they would sell the regular price of a Sefer Torah? To Chaim Kanievsky Sefer Torah. That's different. That's because there's a value to the fact of the tzaddik that used it.
Did they know that the yeshiva needed it?
Again, you know what? You're asking what we call kasha namaisa. You can write it down in your book. Vaitim. Don't think about Vaitim. Mahut Ahitaisa, there was this Arab guy, Arab lady. The icy chais is the tzillin to come at Abaya. She bought a pair of tzillin, a sack of tzillin in front of Abaya. Amrla, Sabaya tried to drive a hard bargain. Said, Yehavili resh resh batamri, can you give me I'll pay you a date for every pair of tzillin you have in your sack. I'll give you a date. Not so expensive. Imalia Zahara, she got so angry at Abaya for offering her such a small price. Shakla, she took it, she's a zinubanara, she threw it into the river.
Aye.
Abai said, I shouldn't have been so cheap with her. Should have offered her more than a date. Should have offered her a fake. Rashi. Dr. Rashi tied some.
He was going with it.
Again, he tried his thing. He tried. He said.
I'm very surprised.
Okay, I tell you what. You're right, Abai. Let me just do Rashi before we finish. Dr. Rashi. Each pair of the head and the arm. She got full with like a poison, my wife Kass. She just lost it. She got so angry at Abaya for offering her so little, she threw it into the river. So Abaya said, I should have offered her a little bit more. Should have offered her $1 a pair, $2 a pair. You know what I mean? Right. Do you have any questions, Abaya? You have to ask him straight out. I'm just reading the Gemara. Dr. Mishnah. Hamaytzias ishtay mishum shem rab le'yachzer. If a person divorces his wife because the rumor went out that she acted inappropriately. She was Mizana. Now, he doesn't know the rumor to be true. We have no evidence for the rumor, but it's a rumor. And he wants to divorce her because of the rumor. So we say he cannot take her back. Because the Gemara is going to say why. Pashtus, the reason is because the Gemara is going to have many reasons. Simplest reason is that he finds out the rumor not to be true. He comes back and tells Bezen, the get was a mekhtas. I never meant to divorce her. I thought the rumor was true. Now I found out the rumor is not true. So I think the get's invalid and she's still married to me. Meanwhile, she married somebody else. So in order to avoid that, and we'll see exactly what we're avoiding tomorrow, Mitzvah, but in order to avoid that, we say to him, listen, you divorce your wife because of a rumor, you can never take her back. Rumor true, rumor not true, but not interested. This is a divorce. You can never marry her again. That way, can't come and tie this that had I known. We continue education tomorrow.